All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My key games in the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. Want to get things started off tonight in a big interconference matchup. These two teams used to be in the same conference once upon a time in Conference USA and very briefly in the American Athletic Conference. And I'm talking about the fifth-ranked Louisville Cardinals traveling to take on the Houston Cougars. And at one point, there were many of us who felt that Houston would be in the position that Louisville currently is in at this point of the season, as Louisville has a very good shot to make the college football playoff. And this game for me is going to first and foremost come down to the play of the quarterbacks. You look at Lamar Jackson for Louisville and, of course, Greg Ward Jr. for Houston. And Ward has been a little banged up this year, while Lamar Jackson is simply letting it fly with his arm and with his legs. And this guy right now has the inside track to winning the Heisman Trophy this year. You look at this Houston defense, they are definitely going to have their hands full with Lamar Jackson in this one. And I think the points are going to fly, but I'm going to give the edge on the road to Louisville, as I'm going to take the Cards in this one Thursday night, or tonight rather, by the score of 44-33. Now, moving on to Saturday, a big one in the Big 12 to get the day started, as you have the 11th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys traveling to Fort Worth to take on the TCU Horned Frogs. And I guarantee you, TCU knows a thing or two about defeating ranked teams this year, as TCU took Baylor from the land of the unbeaten, from the land of the ranked teams, recently, and I guarantee you they are looking to derail any college football playoff hopes that the Cowboys might have. You look at Oklahoma State quarterback Mason Rudolph, and he is a very calm, cool, and collected customer back there in that pocket. And it is going to be interesting to see if this Texas Christian defense can put some pressure on him. Defensively, the Cowboys have 26 team sacks of their own, along with 11 interceptions. And that's going to be important, as they will face a quarterback in Kenny Hill, who has been up and down himself this season. But getting back to that TCU defense, I look at linebacker Traven Howard, who already has 100 tackles this season. And as a unit, TCU already has 34 team interceptions. I think the crowd in Fort Worth is going to be a difference in this one. Thus, I'm going to take TCU at home by the score of 41-3. Now, moving right along, in a makeup game in the Southeastern Conference, you have the 23rd-ranked Florida Gators traveling to Baton Rouge to take on the 16th-ranked LSU Tigers. This game was rescheduled from October 8th due to Hurricane Matthew. Originally, this game was scheduled to take place in Gainesville, but it has been since moved to Baton Rouge, and that is very tough for the Florida Gators, and I'll tell you why. If they win this game, they win the SEC East, and they will advance to the SEC Championship game, more than likely to take on Alabama, but that is a big if, because you look at an LSU team right now that is playing much different this month as they were opposed to the beginning of October when they were trying to regroup after head football coach Les Miles was fired. I look at Florida in this game, and first and foremost, it's going to come down to the quarterback play of Luke Del Rio. He is their best option at a quarterback, but the Gators have to get the running game going, which will take some of that pressure off of Del Rio. Now, we know that Florida is a good defensive team. They know how to fly around that football, and they're going to try to put some pressure on LSU quarterback Danny Etlin. But I look at this running game for the Tigers with Darius Grice and Leonard Fournette. Who is going to win the line of scrimmage? Is it going to be that LSU offensive line, or is it going to be that Florida defensive line? That is going to be a big part in the outcome of this game. Kendall Beckwith, the outstanding linebacker from LSU, already has 90 tackles this season. While I look on the the play of that LSU defensive line led by Arden Key, who already has 9 sacks. And as a team, Louisiana State has 24 team sacks and 9 picks. I think this is going to be a defensive struggle, and I'm going to take LSU at home by the score of 23-16. Now, in the Pac-12 conference, you have the 22nd ranked Washington State Cougars traveling to Boulder to take on the 10th ranked Colorado Buffaloes. And don't look now, folks, but this could be a potential Pac-12 title game preview next month in Santa Clara. You look at the quarterback play in this contest, and first and foremost, it starts with Wazoo quarterback Luke Falk, who is a Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year candidate. No River Craycraft at wide receiver for Washington State, as he was lost for the season due to an injury, which means that this Colorado defense is going to try to focus on wide receiver Gabe Marks. On the flip side for the Buffs at home, I look at their balanced offense with quarterback Seifu Lufau, running back Philip Lindsay, and wide receiver Shea Fields. But this Buffs defense can get after opponents, as they already have 29 team sacks this season, led by 9 coming from linebacker Jimmy Gilbert, along with 12 interceptions. I think Colorado can smell the finish line as they are getting closer to their first Pac-12 South title. Thus, I'm going to take the Buffs at home in this one by the score of 30-24. Now, in the Mountain West Conference, you have the San Diego State Aztecs traveling to Laramie to take on the Wyoming Cowboys. And just like it was in the Pac-12, this is a potential Mountain West Conference title game preview. You look at San Diego State, they are the clear team to beat in the Western Division, while Wyoming is trying to get back on track. This is the same team that upset Boise State earlier this season, but they turned around and lost last week to UNLV. So you just have to ask yourself, what team are we going to get in this one? But plain and simple, one thing that you do know, San Diego State is going to get off the bus Saturday afternoon running the football with Donnell Pumphrey, who, if he was in a bigger market, would definitely get some more Heisman Trophy consideration, as he is closing in on a 2,000-yard rushing season. Defensively, the Aztecs can get after their opponents with 25 team sacks, led by 6.5 coming from defensive lineman Alex Barrett, along with 19 interceptions. And that's going to be important in this game, because Wyoming can throw the football around with quarterback Josh Allen. This is going to be another tight affair, but I'm going to take the Cowboys at home, as they would have then knocked off both Boise State and San Diego State. But I'm going to take the Cowboys in this one by the score of 34-30. And finally, on Saturday night, another one in the Big 12, as you have the 9th ranked Oklahoma Sooners traveling to Morgantown to take on the 14th ranked Mountaineers of West Virginia. You look at this Oklahoma team as a whole, they have been clicking since they struggled in their non-conference play as they dropped 2 contests. But you look at this offense right now, led by quarterback Baker Mayfield, running back Joe Mixon, and wide receiver Dede Westbrook. They are a matchup nightmare for any of the defenses in the Big 12, and I think West Virginia is going to find that out on the field this Saturday night. Skylar Howard, the quarterback for West Virginia, what is he going to be able to do against this Oklahoma defense? I think he will have his spots and opportunities, but I am not sure if it's going to be enough. Thus, I'm going to take Oklahoma on the road in this contest by the score of 38-33. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from from week number 11 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.